The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Dubai 92's Big Breakfast.
All the music I love.
It's going to be great.
It'd be even better if Nats was here, but she is off today. Nowruz is tomorrow, so she's spending some time with family. But instead, we've got what I like to call the poor man's Nats. It's Joy.
Morning.
Joy, today is Make Me Laugh Day, so be thinking about your best jokes. We'll come back to that in just a while.
I got one.
No pressure.
I got one.
Plus, we got the Kickstarter quiz, where I'll be asking Joy questions, or vice versa. We'll figure that out. And your chance to head off to Global Village with Are You Smarter back at 7:30 this morning. You can text SMARTER to get involved right now to 04871 55 33.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
7:12 right now, just Jono and today. But Joy's here as well. It is The Big Breakfast. Good morning. Nat's taking some time off to spend it with the family, which is well deserved, I think, as well. Seeing as I took sick leave last week, so it's fine. She should have those that time off. I think
it's fair.
Yeah,
she can take them, yeah.
It is something I think we can both celebrate today. Let's Laugh Day. This is where, I don't know, you try and encourage people to laugh. If anyone can, feel free. 04871 55 33. Tell me a joke. Normally I don't laugh at a joke unless it's filthy, so you've kind of got your work cut out here, Joy. Have you got one that you've lined
really?
Up?
Really? Mm. Okay, that's going to be tough. I got one, yeah. So a grasshopper walks into a bar, and the bartender goes, "Oh, do you know that we have a drink named after you?" And the grasshopper says, "You got a drink named Steve."
Why did the thing go off there? What was the the grasshopper's name was Steve.
Mm. Yeah. That's one of my favourites, to be honest.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't love it. I'm not going to lie. If anyone can do any better, 04871 55 33. It is, however, somebody's birthday today. Happy birthday to Gwen. Happy birthday, Gwen. If you got any shout-outs, you can get them through to the same number to us as well. You look traumatised today. Is everything okay, hon? You okay, hon?
I got a leak.
You got a leak?
Yeah.
You got to see a doctor about it?
Not me,
you get
no.
to a certain age in life and that just happens all of a sudden. I don't know why, but it does.
No, I mean, at the apartment. There was a leak. Water was everywhere. My room kind of flooded.
Right.
So, well, thank God nothing got to the electricity or something. It was just mostly my guitar, which was...
Oh, no.
Not that one.
There's
I
a guitar in the
one.
Studio. Okay, yeah. There's another one here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That was two.
Sad, but yeah.
What caused your leak?
I have no idea, to be honest. One of the pipes, I think, was... Oh, because, you know, it's a shared apartment, so I don't really know what goes around here. They just come, the maintenance comes in, and then they fix it. But they didn't fix it. They just left it for 2 hours, and I left. I thought they were going to fix it. Came back, and my room was flooded. So.
What sort of a volume of water? Because it's like a Dubai rite of passage, right? You move into a new place, switch the water on, and the pipes bust because they've been shut off for a while. So it's kind of like a rite of passage. Everyone has a flood every now and again. So what volume of water are we talking about here in terms of inches? How many inches of water, centimeters,
actually,
whatever you have?
It's not that bad.
Nobody can see that because it's the radio. So
I don't
do you want to give
much
me about, that's
is,
about two
that,
centimeters, three yeah, centimeters.
3 centimeters, yeah, yeah. It was that much, yeah.
Okay, so you were wading around your room. How is it now? Is the water gone?
Yeah, the water's gone.
Is everything soggy?
Only the closet from like the bottom top, because it's wood. So the bottom top, yeah, the bottom.
You're gonna need part, to get a dehumidifier in there. You're gonna get that, maybe hire one or borrow one of the three that I have. Put that in until it'll air it out.
Do I have
bit.
To?
It probably, yeah, really. Otherwise, it's going to get damp and mildewy, and you're going to get the smell in there, and you'll probably get some black mold in there as well. So it's just a top tip from my point of view on that. Also, today is the first day of spring, kind of officially almost. 21st of March will be when we have the equinox, but today is the start of spring, kind of officially almost, maybe, possibly, which is why it's getting a little bit warmer out there today. And while we mentioned birthdays, aside from Gwen's, it's also Bruce Willis's birthday today. He is 69 today. What a way to party. If you want to get involved in Are You Smarter, 04871 55 33, send the word smarter and you could win tickets to go along to Global Village, Wonder Pass tickets, go along to the carnival, and a stack of food and beverage vouchers as well. It's coming up at 6:30, 7:30 this morning. I still think we're doing the work thing from 6 a.m.
It's great.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. It's Jono here in The Big Breakfast without Nats this morning, but I've got Joey in instead. The questions for this morning's Kickstarter quiz are, I've plucked them from my head. So I've locked myself out of my computer because I've forgotten my Apple, the iCloud password?
iCloud password.
Because I don't know what combination of letters, numbers, and unicorn tears I needed to put into the system in order to get myself logged into Apple again. So okay. I'm logged out, I'm afraid. So these are no questions. No, I have questions. Don't you be worrying about that.
I'm not worried.
Quizmaster Flash right over here. Here's what you got to do. Get two or more correct, and they're super easy this morning. In this morning's Kickstarter quiz. Joy, good luck.
I don't like this part of the day.
Well, nobody asked you to show up for it. Like, you don't have to be here. There's no obligation. You get paid per day, so I don't really... If you don't come in, it doesn't matter. You suffer, not me.
Say the, like, the part of the quiz. I didn't say I don't want to come in, but okay.
This quiz seems harsh there on your part. My part. Question number one. Sir Isaac Newton. You know who that is?
Yes.
Okay, good. Which fruit gave him the inspiration for the law of gravity?
Apple.
Well, I was going to give you multiple choice, but if you don't need it, then that's perfectly fine. Joey, that is correct. That is one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, don't. Question number two. What does the word were mean? In the word werewolf, does it mean moon? Does it mean half human? Or does it mean man?
I think it means man. It's man wolf. Werewolf.
It's up to you. It's your decision.
Probably man.
You're going to take man?
Yeah.
Man, yes. For the win. Which means that you've already got the win for today. But I think we should still play one last question. Just so that you have at least... I got 3 out of 3. And when Nat's come back, she'll be super, super proud of you.
Okay.
Where was the famous tea party in 1773? Ready? Philadelphia, Boston, New York.
I think it's Boston because I've heard... someone say it was Boston Tea Party or something. That's
right. So let's
know.
Okay, let's just very quickly remind ourselves. Your passport says
Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts. You're born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So the question is, where was the famous tea party in 1773? So what would you like to answer?
Now I'm doubting myself.
Oh no, don't worry, don't doubt yourself. I'm just letting just
I know
in case
it's the
you didn't
famous
know.
Boston Tea Party. That's
so,
what
so
I
that's
know.
So that's what you're gonna go with?
Yeah.
Okay. That really should have been the easy. That was like your throw the dog a bone question at the end. I'm like, your passport's from here. You should really have it.
No,
I don't want you to be on the.
That's what I said the first time. Okay.
Congrats. You won. But I like to do this sometimes and throw some questions in there, like American questions. So I'm like, look, if you're going to pay the tax, you may as well at least pretend to know something about the country.
No, I know.
Someday I want to do that citizenship test. You know where they go, oh, if you pass this test, you'd have been given the passport. I want to do that just to see, like, how would you fare if you were asked questions?
So I have to memorize all the presidents.
That's probably part of it, yeah. I'd say so, yeah. No, maybe not all of them, like, because there's been, what, 47 or something like that, or 46?
No idea.
So, I mean, that's kind of the basics, you know. You should know things like how many states are there, state capitals, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, let me know when, so I can study for it.
I mean, you should have been studying, really, like, at this stage in your life, you should know a fair bit about it. Like, you're sending money to that country every single month out of your salary. Like, I would like to think that maybe, perhaps, you would know something about the country, that passport you hold. Anyway, yeah. I'm not going to get into that right now because down a rabbit hole. Are You Smarter is back in just a few.
Are you smarter than Jono and Nats?
Just Jono, that's who you're taking on this morning. On the line is Ziri, who is on the way to school this morning. Ziri, good morning.
Good morning.
Ziri, is this your last week in school before your long holidays?
Yeah.
Are you finishing on Friday?
Yeah.
And you got anything nice planned for your holidays? Are you going to go anywhere?
I'm going to Abu Dhabi.
Very nice. That's very nice. That sounds like a nice little trip. Well, here's what we'll do. You get to ask me a question this morning, and I ideally want to get it correct from our point of view because we need the points here. But if you ask a question that stumps me and I can't get the answer, we'll give you these tickets to go along to Global Village for you and your entire family. What age are you, by the way? How old are you?
I am 8.
8 years old. Well, now I feel bad already before we even start. Ziri, good luck. You've got Jono to ask the question this morning. Ziri, what's your favourite subject in school?
History.
And is it going to be a history question you're asking me today?
No.
No, okay. Well, that's a pity because history is kind of my thing. Right, Ziri, good luck. Let's get your question.
What is the city called in where Disney World is in USA?
The city where it's Anaheim. It's Anaheim, California, isn't it? Am I right? Am I wrong? Ziri, you're not going to believe this. Ziri hung up the phone, right?
Wait,
either No. Honestly, I'm not joking. I didn't hang up on the kid or anything like that. I wouldn't do that. Call him back immediately. I honestly, I promise you, that's exactly what's after happening. At least I hope that's what's after happening anyway. Can you find the number and phone them back immediately? Did you find it?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, on it.
You're on it. Thanks. No pressure, I'll just sit here for a second. We'll play some like light background music. Let's see if they're there. Ziri, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Was my answer correct, more importantly?
She hung out, sorry. We didn't hear your answer.
That's no problem. Did you? Anaheim, California was what I went with. Was it the correct answer or was I totally wrong?
No.
What, no what? It's wrong? It's right.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. Where is... I was pretty sure that's where Disneyland... I've been there. But anyway, where is Disneyland then?
Mississippi.
Mrs. Hippie?
Mississippi.
That's where Disneyland is.
Kiss me. Sorry.
I'm still wrong though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give you the tickets to go along to Global Village. Against my better judgment, I will say, though. But I don't like to upset 8-year-olds, so it's fine. So just ask your question once more so I can clarify. I'm sorry, I just want to check because I'd hate being wrong. What was your question again?
What's the city called where Disney World is in the USA?
Where Disney World is. Okay. I thought it was right, but never mind. Joey, can you Google it?
I'm trying.
Never mind. You've won the tickets for this morning, so congrats and enjoy your trip to Global Village, which is equally as good as Disney, but it's Disney for Dubai. You get to go along there. You got 5 tickets. Have fun. All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great day at school.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Right, Joey, did you Google it?
It says here Orlando.
Orlando.
Right, Orlando. Yeah.
But Anaheim is the name. Anyway, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I thought it was in California. No, it's in.
Probably both of you are wrong.
Hmm? Both of us are wrong?
Probably.
Is that what you're going to go with, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. If anyone knows the answer to this, 0487155533. It's not that I hate being wrong, but I hate being wrong. We'd love to know the correct answer. Let's get your news headlines.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Time for this.
3 things you need to know. Powered by the Dubai First low rate credit card.
Get a welcome bonus of 1,000 dirhams when you sign up. And a low interest rate of just 1.99%. It really can help make life more affordable. Apply on the Dubai First mobile app. Conditions apply.
Dubai is getting a brand new university. It's backed by a whopping 400 million dirham cash injection from Sober Realty. And no word on when we can expect work to begin on that just yet, but it's still an exciting project. The RTA has upgraded 26 different buildings across Dubai, 15 bus stations, multi-level car parking, customer happiness centres and Al Jadaf Marine Transport Station have all undergone some enhancements to make them accessible for people of determination. And Elton John is super busy working on musicals. So now that he's taken, I want to say it's a retirement from doing live shows, he's now working on brand new musicals. I didn't realise this. I thought there was musicals about Elton John, but it's not. He's already done The Devil Wears Prada, which apparently premiered back in July. Did not know that. And now they're working on 2 more musicals and not closed off to the idea of adding some more in there as well. That's impressive. Now he's found in time for all of that. But it got me thinking about what musicals he should do. The Devil Wears Prada as a musical seems like a logical solution, but ones that don't seem so logical would be maybe Jurassic Park. Wouldn't be the greatest musical, I imagine. Don't know what exactly you'd have as the songs. Joey, suggestions on movies that would be terrible musicals?
Terrible musicals.
Yeah.
Anything futuristic, iRobot maybe.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of songs. You could Don't Know What I Got, Do Mr. Roboto. I've already got the songs already sorted for you. Anything with robot in there or future. If you got any suggestions on this, movies that would be terrible musicals.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, that is Madonna. It's Jono on The Big Breakfast. Joey's in as well. Nat's is off today. But we were talking about terrible movies that could be made into musicals. And some of the suggestions came through. Martin says, I think Psycho would be a terrible musical. I don't know, you could use Ava Max. And you could have done that. That would have been fine as well. And then, Artie came through. Artie says a terrible musical would be Alien. I don't know, you could have worded some songs differently and you could have gone for this and said, she's an alien, alien on the floor. Alien, alien on the floor. That could work. Navin says Rambo, The Incredible Hulk, Transformers, Deep Blue Sea, all terrible, terrible musicals. Oh dear.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Right, let's see what Ethan's got on the phone. Good morning, Ethan.
Good morning.
Ethan, what do you think would be a terrible musical?
Cars, definitely a terrible musical.
Cars,
I don't think
The animated
Any
movie.
Any songs that go with it.
Okay, yeah. I know you can't, but there's a track from a band called Snow Patrol called Chasing Cars, but it's a bit sad. You could use that. And there's a really old one called Drive as well.
That's true.
Yeah, so maybe those. But I think the story as a musical wouldn't work. Is that the issue?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Ethan, thanks for sharing that this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank
Have
you.
A great day. See you. 0487155333. Isabella saying, any Marvel movie, imagine Infinity War and they're all singing. I thought that would have brought some lighthearted banter to the movie, to be honest.
What? Like, how are you going to picture all the action going on while they're singing? Like, it takes out of that, you know, what I'm thinking, the magic behind it, kind of.
No, I understand where you're going, but then at the end, you know, spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't watched the movie, here's a spoiler.
Don't spoil it.
Well, no, because Thanos does something, right? Yeah. And then literally half the world disappears. And then you could have NSYNC coming into the background just going,
bye, 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 bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two.
Captain America comes in and just goes, jumps in front of everybody, stands there, bye, bye, bye.
You just Spider-Man turn it into a comedy.
What is it? It could work. A lot of musicals have a comedy element to it. You asked me it was Phantom of the Opera comedy 5 minutes ago. You hardly want to judge about musicals.
Yeah, that's what I meant, because they're singing in it.
0487155333. We suggestions, movies that would be terrible musicals. Let us know what you think.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. That is Technotronic. It's Jono here in The Big Breakfast. We want to send you off to Tap House at Dubai Hills. They're turning one. It's on the 28th of March. You got about a week to go before this, but mark it in your calendar because they're going to have a deal where you can get your first drink for one dirham. That's not all. They've also got incredible F&B deals throughout the day that you don't want to miss. Check out the taphouse.ae for all the details on this and grab your friends and head down there. We've got 500 dirhams for you to spend if you play along with Tapped Out. Give us a call right now, 0487155333. That is our phone number. It's our WhatsApp number as well. And all you got to do is tell us how many times you can hear the tap in this. Listen carefully, though, because this is kind of tricky. I'm not joking. Okay. If you think you know how many taps you heard, then let us know. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Sarah, how many taps do you think you heard?
I think it's 9.
She thinks it's 9. Let's have a listen again. Sarah. Feels like everyone's getting into the swing of this now. 9 is the correct answer. I thought we'd be playing this for ages. Did you just take a wild guess and go, it sounds about 9?
No, I think it's because I've been listening last week. So You've gotten
used to it. You've gotten used to the idea. That's cool. No, that's good. That's good. Yesterday with a winner straight off as well. Enjoy the 500 dirhams for you to spend down at the Tap House on whatever you want to buy when you're down there. Treat your friends, bring your family along. Have fun, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Well done, Sarah. Tapped Out is back once again tomorrow. I'm going to need to start going into the 20s and 30s with these taps because it's too quick.
That was easy.
It was too easy. You know, it's easy for me.
They've been practicing, that's why.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The people have been home tapping things. How many does that sound like? Honestly, tomorrow, I'm going to be doing it for like half an hour. Let's see. I'll flummox you tomorrow.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Dubai 92. It's Jono here in The Big Breakfast. Our Ramadan reunion is back once again this year, and we are getting families together who haven't seen each other in a long time. It's all brought to you by Brands for Less, Al Rawabi Dairy Company, Danube Properties, Honda, Nizo Salt, and Turkish Airlines as well. We'll send them off to some of the best locations in the city if we fly them in to reunite with their families here in Dubai. We've got a stack of qualifiers on our website on dubai92.com, and thank you to everyone who sent through your stories. And every day this week we're phoning back qualifiers to tell them that they're one step closer to seeing their loved ones here in Dubai. On the line this morning is Hannah. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, good morning.
Hannah, tell us your story. Tell us, first of all, who you want to bring to Dubai.
So I'd love to bring my sister, Lauren. She's living in England at the moment.
All right, so why do you want to bring Lauren over?
Oh, she's just had a really tough year. So we lost our dad last year. And then my mum got diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's just been a hard year for us all. So I think she needs a break and some sunshine. So I'd love to get her out.
What is she doing in the UK? What's her job?
So she's a nurse. So she works with high dependency patients. So she had a really hard she has a really hard job, and as well, she was caring for my dad on her ward as well. So she just, she needs a break.
Has she got family? Has she got kids?
Yeah, husband and two children. So again, she needs a break.
A holiday. how is your mum, by the way? Now, you mentioned your mum also has been suffering from breast cancer. How is your mum doing?
Yeah. So thank goodness she's had the all clear. So yeah, so she's just, yeah, thank goodness. We can all have a sigh of relief now. And we just need some family time together and help mum recuperate and relax.
I'm guessing it was difficult for Lauren as well, because obviously the NHS is, and we see this in the news all the time, is so stressed right now, and working in anywhere in the health service in the UK looks like it's an absolute nightmare. So I'm guessing she hasn't had a lot of chances to take some time off or get some holiday or some her time.
No, it's been mental, and yeah, just how she suffered through COVID with work, and it's just been a crazy time. And her husband's a doctor as well in emergency in the NHS. So between the two of them, yeah. They just have a hard time.
My goodness, they must have no family time at all. That is crazy. Well, Hannah, your story really spoke to us. I mean, really, I think that it's pulled on my heartstrings, and we wanted to call you and let you know that you're one step closer to bringing your sister here. So stand by, because on Friday we will be announcing a winner for this. But really, I think you're so deserving, and so is Lauren as well. So let her know that we could be giving her a call on this Friday morning, all right?
Oh, yeah, we'll have everything crossed. Thank you so much,
Hannah. And thanks, because it takes a lot to go and write this, especially the way you sent it through to us online through our website, tobonity2.com. So thanks for taking the time to reach out to us and let us know your story and to let us into your life as well.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Hannah. Bye. Massive thanks to the guys from Brands for Less, Arawabi Dairy Company, Danube Properties, Honda, Nezo Salt, and Turkish Airlines as well. Turkish Airlines flying to 345 worldwide destinations. You can check out Turkish Airlines online to find out where you could be taking your next holiday.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, that is Luke Combs. It's Jono here in the Big Breakfast. Joy's in the studio as well this morning. We could be getting a fourth traffic light, and the days of congestion could be a thing of the past. So currently we have the good old green, amber and red. We know exactly what those mean. Well, what if there was a white one on there as well? So you've seen, not the metro, but the tram that operates in JBR, right?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
The tram has got a different traffic light that operates there, right? And it's a white traffic light that operates just for that and tells the driver whether they can go through or they have to stop or they need to take a turn or whatever the case may be, right? You've seen these, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, now for autonomous vehicles, the ones that are going to be self-driving, Teslas, whatever else, there's going to be a need for a specific traffic light that tells it what to do. So say it gets to a junction, the white traffic light would say, hey, auto vehicle, you have to make your way across this, and the car behind will just follow you. So the human drivers will figure out to just follow the car in front. So it's basically a fourth traffic light that's in there for autonomous vehicles to be able to follow.
So just in case something happens and they just have to figure it out.
Pretty much. It's like a signal to it to go, hey, you got to get yourself across here. And it'll give it it's something that traffic can read. It's automatic. The car will read it. And I don't know how I feel about that, because I feel like people as it is have difficulty in trying to figure out what the three different signs mean as is. For instance, orange does not mean speed up, go faster and try and get through that light before it goes red. That's not actually what that light's supposed to mean, even though it seems that Garnell Sapka would have you think otherwise.
Yeah, I thought that...
What? Did you think that's what it meant?
Because everyone does it.
That's 30,000 dirham fine if you do that, you know, over a tram line, just so you know.
No, not the tram. Of course I wouldn't do it on a tram line. Okay. No, that's dangerous.
Just anywhere in general. No. It's 3,000 dirhams anywhere else, and they'll also impound your car for 30 days.
If you run a red light, but not an orange one.
Yeah, but if it's orange and it changes to red when you're going across it, you're in trouble. Okay. Something you didn't Joe at this time yesterday is on the way, and it turns out we've already found out that it was that Joy doesn't really know how traffic lights work. We'll do that after Backstreet Boys.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
That's the Backstreet Boys. It's the Big Breakfast. Good morning. It is time for what's fast becoming my favourite feature and the only chance that Joy gets to truly shine each morning. Something you didn't Joe at this time yesterday. What warm, wonderful, whimsical world are you taking us on today, Joy?
I got a cooking life hack for you.
Right.
Okay. This is very cool. So, an easy way to peel a potato.
You're telling an Irishman how to peel a potato.
No,
you're brave.
An easy way.
Okay.
An easier way for everyone, not just for you. So you take a potato that you want to boil and just make a cut with a knife around it. Okay? So just
once.
Like a circle. Just one cut. Okay? Put it in the pot. As soon as it's done boiling, you take it out, put your fingers on each side and just pull the peel off.
Oh.
It easily comes off.
That actually makes perfect sense. I've never seen somebody do that. Because normally with a boiled potato, you'll score the top of it. If you're going to boil it, you'll score it. And then when it comes out, you can just kind of pop it out. But what you said makes perfect sense. So only for boiled potatoes, this one, right?
Yeah, if you're just boiling potatoes, that's easier to just take the peel off afterwards.
I really didn't expect Joey to be able to tell an Irishman something about potatoes that he didn't Joe at this time yesterday. And you've managed to do that. That's an impressive tip, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I also found this other thing that, I don't know if you already know this, but if you put two eggs in the air fryer, you can also hard-boil an egg in there.
No, you can't. That would explode, would it?
No, actually. I thought you knew this. So if you put two eggs in the air fryer...
You need to open a TikTok account doing this stuff.
No, really, listen, you put two eggs in the air fryer at 180 degrees for 7 minutes. And then take them out, put them in cold water, with ice, and then it's ready to eat.
Shut the front door.
Take the shells off. It'll be a bit gooey on the inside if you want it more.
That's how I want it.
That's
how I love my hard-boiled eggs, gooey on the inside. I can never get it quite right, the hard-boiled eggs thing.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's genius. Really, you need a life hack Instagram or a TikTok or something.
Wow. I did not know that was... I thought they were okay. I didn't think they were great. I thought you already know this.
I'm giving you a 9 because I was skeptical. I don't want to give you 10 because also I feel like I should reserve that for something that completely blows my socks off. Didn't know you could do eggs in an air... Don't microwave eggs, by the way. Don't ever microwave an egg. Don't ever microwave an egg. But the air fryer one, amazing.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like you're confused about the microwave and an egg thing. You know it explodes, right, when you put it in there.
But after it's hard-boiled, you can put it in the microwave. That's okay, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't risk it. In general, just don't put eggs in the microwave. Just don't do it.
I know that.
Top tip.
I thought if it's already hard-boiled and ready to eat, you can put it in a microwave.
I don't know. Just stick with the potato one was amazing and the air frying egg was amazing. Just let's not give out false tips to people either. You don't want to be doing that. Nobody needs a false tip. Well done. Something didn't show it this time yesterday. A solid 9. Well deserved, Joy.
And now Silent Joe will return to the quiet corner to observe. His eyes boring into us. Boring. 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 The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, that is Sia. It's Jono on The Big Breakfast. And I could be mistaken, but I do see... Oh no, it is... It is Sheena in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Sheena, I heard a rumor that you are heading off to the horses in your show today and giving us all the deets on the Dubai World Cup.
Yes, everything you need to know about the Dubai World Cup coming up a little bit later in the show.
What would you say would be your favorite thing about going along to the races? Is it the dressing up part? Is it the fascinators? Is it the hats or the horses?
I was going to say the people watching, but I think that goes hand in hand with the hats, to be completely honest.
Because the fashion is always to the fore. This is why I don't go along to it anymore. I only have about 2 suits and none of them seem to be appropriate for the World Cup. And here's a thing. Last year we went along to the World Cup, right, to the fashion stakes to try and judge it for the competition.
Okay.
And I told Nats, my exact words were, dress fancy. Nats showed up dressed as a cow in a Halloween costume.
She confused, I actually remember this now.
She confused dress fancy with fancy dress. So a top tip before you head on to the races this year, it's not fancy dress.
No.
It's dress fancy.
It's dress very fancy.
Very fancy. Yes. And you have to wear a fascinator as well. Do you know what those things are?
Yeah, it's like kind of like a hat, but it's just fastened. You fasten it to your head.
Oh, you know, that's not what I took away from it. I thought it was called a fascinator because people look at it and go, oh my goodness, that's fascinating. But what you said makes way more sense. No, because what you said makes more sense. I think yours is right and mine is wrong.
I mean, I don't actually know. I just assumed that that's what it meant, but
you
maybe
might be right.
I'm wrong. I don't know.
I know there's a hat lady in Dubai called Evelyn McDermott who's a friend of mine, so I might give her a call because her whole thing is hats. So I'll ring her after the show and ask her why is it called a fascinator, because I was wearing her Irish one over the weekend for Paddy's Day. Anyway, that is after blowing my mind.
I haven't got any particular research done on this. It was just that it was called a fascinator and it looks like you fasten it on your head. But I could be totally wrong, so.
Yeah, maybe you are. We'll come back to that tomorrow.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God, you have 24 hours of you having to hold your breath and see what that is. Sheena on the way just after 10 this morning. Have a lovely show.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck following up after that. The fascinator, you won't get much better than that for the rest of the day.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, Tupac and Dre getting us to the end of the show for today. Sheena's on the way though. Kind of got me into a rap mood. So I thought, Sheena, I'll rap you into your show.
Oh.
Yeah. Yo, yo, check your flow. She's on the way with the Sheena show.
Oh my goodness.
So cast away your Tuesday woes. She's cold as ice, like it's about to snow. Prizes are for grabs, don't you know what I mean? So stick around for the Sheena show. Yeah.
you needed something to rhyme with mean.
I did, yeah. But
and
I
then
didn't
it was a 10 out of 10.
Because it wasn't in the script, I just made it up. It was supposed to go like, prizes up for grabs, don't you know? So stick around for the Sheena show.
Yeah, there we go. 10 out of 10. I love it. Look at you, little gangster Jono up in here.
What? Oh, what? I thought I've got a large stack of family who live in Jamaica, so I forgot like a. I'm a big. Yeah. Have a great show. Yo, yo.
Oh my goodness.
Bye.